What's going on, everybody? LT Dickey here. And for the first time ever, Life at Random, the podcast I started producing back in 2014, has gone visual. Yes, we're going visual with this podcast. It's going to be a video podcast. I'm going to produce it right here out of my home, and it's just going to be awesome. I want to do as many of these as I can, just giving you stories and adventures from my everyday life. I've wanted to do something different and revamp the podcast for a long time, and it finally hit me. Why don't I just record this stuff on video? Me coming off the top of my head and talking straight to the camera to you guys, because that would just be awesome. And it's episode 7. I produced the first 6 in 2014 between November and December of that year, and they were all audio. But now I just want to take it visual, so let's get to the first ever video podcast of Life at Random. All right, hang on, I'll be right back. What's going on, everybody? LT Dickey back with you, and for this first ever episode of the video version of Life at Random, I will tell you the story of my latest eye exam. Yeah, man. Apparently, I needed to get my eyes checked. Well, I figured that out all on my own because I started running into things, and I've said in the past that I use a walker to get around because I have cerebral palsy, and I don't know. You'd see something and then miraculously, I guess not paying attention, I would start running into things. Not on purpose, I swear. This is not accidentally on purpose. I just started running into things. Perhaps it's not paying attention, or maybe it's just that my eyes were getting that bad. And now, I'll give you a little bit of a backstory. Since I was about 14, so we're going on nearly 13 years now, I have been told, your eyes are getting worse, you need to start wearing glasses. And I was just, at first I'm like, come on, I don't want to have to do that. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. Keep in mind, I'm getting told that I need to wear glasses by people who are professional optometrists. And I'm just, I don't need it, you don't know what you're talking about, my eyes are fine. 2 seconds later, hey, let's walk into a wall. Because that's a good idea. Fast forward a little bit, and I tried 3 times to wear glasses, I mean for 2-3 weeks, and none of them would take. I guess the prescription was either completely wrong or too strong or whatever, what have you. It just wouldn't work. And I would just put them away and never think about them again. And I honestly thought about getting my eyes checked earlier this month, well, in February rather, a few weeks ago, and I did, because I honestly kept running into things accidentally, even with my walker. I mean, I would see a door and I would run into the wall next to it, or I'd hit something and I was like, well, I saw that, it's big enough, my eye is right there, my eyes should have been able to see that, and yet I'd still run into stuff. I was just like, okay, maybe it's time to start getting worried. You are getting a little older. I'm not a teenager anymore, and I'm getting up there a little bit. I'm not that old, but I am, you know, I'm getting older, and it's like, yeah, okay, maybe we should think about my eyes a little more. One of the main options that was posed to me when I was, you know, in my early 20s was that I was told that A, I needed glasses, and B, I needed surgery to correct astigmatism. My left eye is lazy, so it's turned on an angle, and it looks like it's running away from me. It's pulling a roadrunner and going that way, while my right eye is playing Wile E. Coyote and trying to catch up. It's not working. I was told that they would have to cut into the back of my eye, basically reattach them, do something with the nerves, basically pull my eye out, and then do the operation, put my eye back in. You're wearing protective gear for probably a week or two, stay out of the light, basically stay home and become a hermit for a couple weeks, yeah, and you should be okay. The second they suggested that they're going to cut into my eye and they're going to have to basically take my eye out of my head to perform the operation, I was like, no. You're playing with my eyesight, forget it. I will deal with the fact that I've got a lazy eye and it looks like it's running away from me. It's pulling a Jesse Owens and going the other way. I can deal with it, no problem. Usain Bolt on the with my eyesight, no. It's all good, I'll deal with it, it's fine. Okay? No problem. But fast forward to earlier this year, back in the first part of February, I go get my eyes checked. I've always been told, your eyes are getting worse, you need glasses, go get them. The prescriptions wouldn't work, and I would forget about wearing the glasses. Okay? I'll deal with it. I'll deal with my life with no glasses, no problem. It's worked thus far. Granted, I'm gonna run into things with my walker anyway, but running into things because things appear and then they're not there suddenly, I don't know what's going on there, but I'll deal with not wearing glasses in any form or fashion just because that's just part of the part of my life and part of the way that things are. So I go to get my latest eye exam at the beginning, middle part of February. And it's the same optometrist I've gone to before. I've had this guy about two or three times. You know, it's no problem, right? Hey, how's it going? Boom. Starts the test. Put your head and chin on this thing. I'm gonna blow air into your eye just to see the kind of pressure that's in your eyeball. Okay, no problem. Boom, boom. Does it twice. It's a bit of a shock because he's legitimately shooting air into your eyeball. So if you feel like getting shot in the face with a puff of air that's coming directly at you and you can't stop it, nothing you can do about that. No problem. So then he goes on to the eye drops, hold for 30 seconds, which feels like forever. 30 seconds is more like 30 years because all you want to do is open your eyes, but you can't because they're irritated and he just wants to dilate your pupils and such. And you know what? Whatever. I'll deal with it. I went through with the eye drops and the getting the air shot into my eyes. Okay. Now, put these on and read the lines. Fine. No problem. First three or four attempts, no issue. The second they started getting so small, they started to look like popcorn kernels that hadn't been popped, I was a bit like, brother, they look like the dots I can't connect. What's it look like? Just dots I can't connect. This isn't working. He said, I know I'm pushing it, but just give it a shot. And I'm legitimately Bart Simpson doing the eye test to Wintem for not happening. Please just, what's the verdict here, dude? My eyes are getting worse. Guilty as charged. Okay, there's nothing I can do about it, but what's the solution here? So he pulls them up. He pulls up the glasses or the things that they test your eyes with. He called them glasses. I'm not sure what they're actually called, but he looks at me and he says, well, your eyes are getting worse, but your left eye's the bad one, and it's getting worse. No problem. Don't worry, though. Your right eye is the strong one, and it's picking up the slack from your left eye. So relax. You'll be fine. Okay. Oh, and by the way, you don't need glasses. Wait. What? I've been told for almost 13 years that my eyes are so bad, I need glasses. And I go back for an eye exam because I started running into things. I just wanted to get them checked to see what the problem was and see what the solution is. And all of a sudden he tells me, nah, your eyes are getting worse, but you're fine and don't need glasses. Come see me in a year. What? It blew my mind. I mean, I went down there thinking, okay, he's gonna fix my prescription or give me another one. And because my eyes are so bad, then he was just like, nah, it's cool. You don't need glasses right now. Just come see me in a year. So I thought to myself, like, wait a minute. It's okay for things to appear and then disappear and for me to run into walls some more? Like, I'm confused. Okay, the medical profession, I don't care what your doctorate is in, it's just confusing. Okay, whether you're an optometrist, a physician, neurosurgeon, whatever. Medical practitioners confuse the hell out of me. I'm just saying. But that's the story of me getting my eyes checked, man. For 13 years, I've been told that I need surgery and or glasses, and the glasses wouldn't take. I just elected not to get the surgery because of what they were actually gonna have to do. Let's pull the eye out of his head, cut the nerves, put the eye back in, have him wear the protective gear for a couple weeks, he should be okay. The second you say things like that, I'm like, no, you're playing with my eyesight, and I'd rather keep it the way it is. Okay, we're gonna play it safe and not let you touch my face. I'd rather keep my eyes where they are, even if my left eye is getting worse, even if I have astigmatism, even if my left eye is lazy, I don't care. Okay, and then to have me go back to the same doctor and have him say, your eyes are getting worse, but don't worry about it, you don't need glasses because it's not gonna make a difference, but you really should come see me in a year, confuses the hell out of me, man. I don't know. Has anything like that ever happened to you guys? Let me know. Post it and subscribe on iTunes, because that is where this video podcast, first episode of the video version of Life at Random, is going. It's going to iTunes. It will also be on YouTube, so please check it out. Post your comments below. Comment, like, share, and subscribe. Check this out on iTunes. Life at Random, Episode 7. The story of my latest eye exam. I hope you guys have enjoyed. I'm LT Dickey, but please comment, like, share, and subscribe. And as always, we will see you in the next one. I promise I will do more of these Life at Random episodes. If you guys want more, let me know. All right. I'm LT Dickey. Thanks for watching. Take care. We'll see you later. Peace.